Siyabonga ngevangeli esalitholayo kubaba umfundisi uStegen eliqondile futhi uNkulunkulu engathi ngasiza singaligwegisi.
And we thank the Lord for the gospel, that the straight gospel that we received through Reverend Stegen, and may we not take it and make it crooked.
Enhlizweni yami kubekekele lizwi esilijwayelekile kakhulu elitholakala encwadini ngokuka Matthew isahluko samashumi amabili nanhlanu 25.
The word that has been put on my heart is a well-known word from Matthew chapter 25.
Ngoka Matthew isahluko samashumi amabili nanhlanu. Qale bese loqala.
We'll be reading from verse 1.
Khona umbuso wezulu uzakufaniswa nezintombi ezishumi ezathatha izibani zazo zaphuma ukuyohlangabeza.
Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom.
Kepha izihlanu kuzo zaziziwula nezisihlanu zazihlakaniphile.
5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise.
Ngokuba iziziwula zithatha izibani kaziwaphathanga amafutha.
For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them.
Kodwa izihlakaniphileyo zaphatha amafutha ezitsheni kanye nezibani zazo.
But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps.
Umyeni esalibelo zozela zonke zalala.
As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept.
Kepha phakathi kobusuku kwamenyezwa ukuthi nangu umyeni phumani niye kumhlangabeza.
But at midnight there was a cry, "Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him."
Khona zavuka lezo zintombi zonke zalungisa izibani zazo.
Then all the virgins rose and trimmed their lamps.
Eziziwula zasezithi kwezihlakaniphileyo, "Sipheni amafutha kwaweni ngokuba izibani zethu ziyacima."
And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out."
Kepha ezihlakaniphileyo zaphendula zathi, "Qha, funa ngasaneli thina nani. Okungcono hambani niye kwabathengisayo nizithengele."
But the wise answered, saying, "Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves."
Zisaya kuthenga wafika umyeni ezazilungele zangena naye emshadweni kwavalwa umnyango.
And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut.
Ngasemuva zafika nezinye intombi zathi, "Nkosi, Nkosi, sivulele."
Afterwards, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us."
Kepha waphendula wathi, "Ngiqinisile ngithi kini, anginazi."
But he answered, "Truly, I say to you, I do not know you."
Ngakho lindani ngokuba nilwazi usuku nehora.
Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.
Cela siphinde sithandaze.
Let us pray.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuba usibusisele izwi lakhe enhlizweni zethu.
Lord, we pray that you would bless this word to our hearts.
Amen.
Amen.
Silenganiselwa lapha umfanekiso lo ufanekisa izulu.
This parable that we are reading today explains heaven to us.
Umfanekiso lo osifanekisela iqiniso njengoba linjalo.
This is a comparison that explains to us the truth as it is.
Okungithinte kakhulu lapha kumina ukuthi lezi ntombi okufanekiswa ngazo la zonke zizintombi nto.
What was truly amazing to me is that all the virgins that are spoken about here are all virgins.
Zonke lezi ntombi izintombi lezi zishu kodwa noma ziyintombi ayifani.
All these young girls that are spoken about here, all 10 of them, there were 10 of them, but they weren't the same.
Lokhu kushayisa uvalo uma ucabanga ukubuyisela konke lokhu ebandleni ukuthi ibandla singaba inombolo engakanani kodwa uNkulunkulu uma esibuka ileyo naleyo member ekhona ebandleni abukusisa uNkulunkulu ukuthi noma kuyimember yebandla noma ekhona lo muntu ebandleni kodwa bekhona nje abafani.
And as God looks at us in the church, as many as we are, God sees each person individually and he sees that we are not all the same.
Noma bengabizwa ukuthi izintombi lezi lomfanekiso izintombi lezi zangempela kodwa phakathi kwazo khona ezihlakaniphile phakathi kwazo kukhona eziziwula.
There were all these 10 virgins that we read about, but among them were the wise and the foolish.
Yini kuba ihlukane kangaka na yini kuba zingafani nokwenza kwakhona kungafani na ibandla leli abantu abayimisela ngezulu laba.
Why were they divided in this way? Why weren't they all the same? We are the church. We are all wanting to go to heaven.
Uchaza ukuthi noma ngabe ngaba intombi into singayigcina ube insizwa yangempela egcinile kodwa kumele ukuba sipheleliswe phambi kaNkulunkulu.
And even though we can be a pure young ladies, pure young men who have kept themselves, but we need to be complete before God.
Bengamele phakathi kwethu sisebandleni singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu kuthwele uhlakaniphile lo isiduphunga isula lesi.
It shouldn't be that before God that some people, that God looks at us and sees that some are wise but some are foolish. But God looks at us in a deeper way than what man looks. We look at everything and everything looks good. We maybe enter the service and we greet each other and everything looks like it's going well. But God goes further than what man looks at. God looks at something much deeper. He says, well, this person, them being in the service, how is it truly going with them? Is this a wise person or a fool?
Ngabe lona uhamba ngobuqotho konke ehamba kahle noma yebo lokodwa khalo.
Is this person walking in uprightly before God? Maybe that one is, another one not.
Kodwa nawe phakathi mhlawumbe uyazazela, uyayibonela, uyayizwela. Angikho la uNkulunkulu efuna khona.
But maybe you know in your heart that you are not there where God wants you.
Mhlambe futhi sekuyisikhathi eside ukuzwa. Angikho endaweni efanele umntwana kaNkulunkulu.
Maybe it's been a time where you've been feeling in your heart, I'm not there where God wants me.
Yebo ngiyaya enkonzweni, yebo ngiyakwenza ukuthiwa sikwenze enkonzweni, kodwa ngiphelele.
Yes, I'm going to the service. I do those things that are expected of me, but I don't feel complete.
Mangifika enkonzweni ngiyacula njengabazalwana, kodwa noma ngicula
I sing maybe in the service with the other brethren, but there's something missing.
No one
needs to translate that feeling for you. You feel it inside.
Umbuzo ukuthi mawukuzwa uthulelani ngoba lithi iBhayibheli zahluleleni nina ningakahlulelwa.
The question is, why after you have felt that feeling, are you being quiet with it? The Bible says, judge for yourselves. We need to judge for ourselves if we are still walking on the right way or not.
Edala ukuba ngingahambi kahle ngingenzi kahle
If we feel that there is a gap in our lives, we need to pray and say, Lord, what has come into my life that I'm not walking in the right way? And if the Lord reveals it to you, you must go and put it right, that thing that is breaking the fellowship between you and God. Because the Lord Himself judges and says, this person's wise, this person's a fool. That this person, I'm not satisfied with him because he is not complete before me, but this person is, I'm happy with him. There are some people before God that He is satisfied with, and there are some people before God that He's not happy with. And you who feel that you are complete before God, pray to God and say, Lord, help me not to deviate from this road. And Lord, help me not to become proud because of that, because of my state, because that will make me fall.
And you
who find yourself in that state, you who are foolish, why do you remain in that way?
It's said that
you who feel that something is going wrong in your life, that you are not there where you're supposed to be spiritually, why do you remain silent? You serving the Lord as a young man, you know that you shouldn't be living this way before God. Don't remain silent. Put those things right today.
Encwadini yesibili kwabaseKorinte uthi uPaul, ngiyanishisekela nokunishisekela. Ngifuna ukunisa kuKristu niyintombi emhlophe.
In 2 Corinthians, Paul says, I have this fervor towards you. I want to present you to Christ as a pure virgin. Do you see the desires of a person who's filled with the Holy Spirit? They want to take and present you, having gone through the world, through the difficulties of the world, to Christ as a pure virgin. This was Paul's great desire, to present the church before God, despite them having gone through the world with its difficulties, but to present them pure before God, that their garments were unspeckled, undirtied.
emhlophe engenabala.
It is clear that when we stand before God one day, we need to be dressed in certain clothes. It is a white dress before God without any spot.
IBhayibheli likubeka ngokusobala indawo engcwele le. Asingeni sono, angeni okubi. Namhlanje wonke umuntu ezulwini nokungcola kwakhe, nokuhleba kwakhe, nokuxabanisa kwakhe, zonke ziyezulwini. IBhayibheli libeka ngokusobala, zimbili indlela, zimbili futhi indawo.
The Bible clarifies for us, and it's very clear that there are two roads and two places. Now many people think that they're going to heaven with all their sin, that they're going to drag it along with them, but there are two destinations. God clarifies for us the way of the wise and the way of the foolish. The way of the wise requires humility and perseverance, trusting not in your own way, but in the way of God.
Sisho njalo ngesiZulu musu kuyitshela musu kuzenza ngathi uyazi awazi lutho thembele emseni kaNkuluNkulu thembele emseni kaNkuluNkulu ngakubeka kanjalo.
Trust not in yourself and don't think that you know everything. Trust only in the grace of our Lord Jesus.
Funa uNkuluNkulu sewenze konke angakubizi ngesihlakanipha siwula lesi.
Lest the Lord one day, after having done all these things for you, calls you a fool and not wise.
Makhulunywa ngeZulu, siyahlukaniselwa uhlobo lwentombi ehlakaniphile neziziwula.
When speaking about heaven, the Lord clarifies and clears up for us the differences between these two groups, the wise and the foolish.
Siyatshelwa la ukuthi kuthiwa iziwula ngasiphi sona izathu ayihlakaniphile kanjani na sobala.
We are told why these virgins were fools. What was the reason?
Khona okwakumele ukuba zikuphathe okwakumele ukuba zibe nakho eyifunyanwe zingenakho.
There was something that they should have been carrying along with them that they did not have.
Mzalwane, ungasithwala isibani, usiphathe. Akusizi uma singavuthi.
Brethren, brother, you can carry your lamp with you, but it does not help if it's not burning.
Ungaba nesimo somzalwane sokholwa. Sikhona isibani. Kodwa sivuthi.
You can have the outward sign of being a Christian, you carrying your lamp, but it's not burning. It is clear that you've grown up in the church, but there is something that is lacking, you're not wise.
Kuhle ukuthi sineyintombi ezingathintwanga amadoda, sineyintombi engalokhu ilibela ama-cellphone ixoxa nabafana, namafana abanjalo abayiphethe kahle, abesaba uNkulunkulu, bengahambi bechitha isikhathi sabo, beshelana namantombazane.
It's good that we have young people, young girls and young men in the church who are not flirting with each other, talking and flirting with each other with cell phones.
Yazi ukuthi namhlanje sinenkingi. Ngabona amadoda ethule nje. Kube ngathi khamba kahle. Hey! Kandawazi!
We have a problem these days. The young men maybe are sitting quietly and you think everything is going well, but you don't realize that there's a rot that's set in.
Smanga sikababa. Baba, usahlulwa izintombi. Baba, ubaba impela. Kodwa indlela owenza ngayo, nendlela oyiphethe ngayo, akubonakali ukuthi ubaba. Kubonakala ubaba oyixakekele. Kubonakala ubaba ongekho endleleni. Kubonakala ubaba uphizi lana. Hawu. Hayi nokuthi ngazi ngithini. Omunye bayahamba obaba bayathenga. Bathenga ifeke.
Maybe you are a father. You are going in and out of the church and everyone has a hope or trust that things are going well. But one does not see that you are drawn to women. You are drawn to prostitutes. There are things that are wrong in your life that are not outwardly visible.
Unesimo sokumkhoza uNkulunkulu kodwa wabonakala amandla.
You have an outward appearance of serving the Lord, but you lack the power.
Ubonakala njengobaba obhizi owenza konke. Kodwa ubaba ukho futhi ubaba ukho lana ngenqonda ukho. Nengane zakho zizayibona ukuthi ubaba akekho. Ulibele yini?
You, as a father, you are not there where you should be. You are not there by your children where you should be. You busy buying things.
I buying things.
You are going after women. You don't care about how your children need you. You are busy with your devilish business.
Isimo sokukhonza, isimo esingalindeleka kumntwana kaNkulunkulu, kodwa kutholakala ukuthi umntwana kaNkulunkulu ukhona enkonzweni, kodwa yena iqobo lakhe akekho.
The outward sign is there. You see a person coming into church, but he's actually not there.
Five, no five, twice intombi lesi. Kodwa khona ukubahlukanisayo yize bebukeka kuyizintombi.
There were five and five virgins, but something separated them, even though they were all called virgins. Some were wise, some were not. Why is it that there were some that were not wise among the wise? You've got your lamp. But there's something missing in it.
Ungathini njengale auditorium yethu yabonakala nanka amalambu mahle khona amalambu kwezinye indawo amakhulu abukekayo akhangayo kodwa mangabungekho ugesi kusizana.
What would you say about this beautiful auditorium with all the lights that it's got, but what does it help if there's no electricity and they don't shine?
Uma engekho amandla ngemuva azoletha ukukhanya lapha la kulamalambu noma singawalengisa noma angahlobisa kangakanani awukho umsebenzi wawo makufika ubusuku.
If there is no power that is there to feed these lights that they would shine, they are useless.
Kumele ukuthi kube khona amalambu kodwa kumele kube khona uoil phakathi.
There need to be lamps, but there must be oil.
Kumele kube khona okuzoletha ukukhanya.
There needs to be that which would bring the light, that which we need in all time. The distinction between the wise and the foolish was the oil. The foolish did not have the oil.
Zonke zazilindile.
They were all waiting.
Zonke zayibukeka ilindile.
They all had the outward appearance of being waiting.
Njengathi.
Like us.
Zonke simlindweni.
We are all waiting.
Zonke sibheke ukubuya kwaye inkosi.
We are all looking towards the return of our Lord.
Kuyiqiniso lokho.
It's true.
Izobuya.
He will return.
Lithi iBhayibheli onke amehlo azombona.
The Bible says all eyes will see him. And those who stabbed him will also see him return. We will all see him. But when he comes, he will separate. You can come, you can't. This one is wise, this one is a fool. This person has that which is required, this one not. My question to you who are seated here today and you are listening, are you complete before Christ?
Is
the oil there? Is the Holy Spirit there in the church? All of us who are looking to the return of our Lord.
But
what is true is that he will separate between the wise and the foolish. And to the foolish he will say, you depart from me, return there where you were going.
Do not
be deceived. Some people say, yes, but the Lord loves us all. But that is also true. But he has not loved you for you to continue in your sin. He loves to see a sinner returning to him, falling down before him and saying, Lord, please save me. Are you wise or do you find yourself with foolishness in you? What does your heart tell you today? Does your heart tell you that things are going well in your life? Is your conscience confirming that everything is going well? You need to judge for yourself. You need to judge for yourself how you are walking. Are you walking according to the will of the Lord, or are you going according to your own way, driven by your own lusts, by your own flesh? If there is a price to be paid for that which is alive.
Johan, angazi ukuyini lokuthi Johanna. Johan, classic. Uma kuthiwa umZulu begodinga ukuthi uyishaye zonke inkomo kumalume ilobolo angazi malume bezothi ufune ingakuyena kodwa akukhombisa malume buzoyishaya zonke uyishaye entombini intombi into ethembekile ehambe kahle phambi kwabantu ungazange kusolakala ukuthi hayi khona ilale emakhoneni.
Johann, if you were a Zulu, I don't know what dowry you would have had to pay, how many cattle would be asked of you, because this young girl has walked before us in purity.
Amantombazane aphilayo insizwa ayabiza.
Young men, girls who are walking in purity cost something.
Nina na mazulu nazi kahle. Awumane nje uthi hayi fat and sex ngoba sekenziwe namhlanje. Kodwa ayikhona kukhona inani elikhokhwayo. Dingishaye zonke.
You Zulus know there is a high price that you need to pay. You have to pay every last one.
Dingikhokhe zonke ngoba le ntombazane igcinile iphathe kahle awukwazi ukukhokha hafu nje ukuthi hayi baba sobe sibone ngendlela qha khokha zonke.
You need to pay every last one, not half of it, because this girl has kept herself. You need to pay the full price.
Yikho nani mantombazane kumele ukuba niyiphathe kahle.
That is why you need to keep yourself.
Wazi ukuthi wena uyigugu lika baba wakho noma wakho.
Knowing that you are precious to your father and to your mother.
Ungayiphathi impilo yakho umdlakadlaka.
Do not just live your life in any old way.
Ungahambi ulala noma phi.
Don't just go and sleep anywhere.
Ungahambi uthanda noma ubani.
Don't just go and love anyone. There were some people who are loving demons. That are loving anything. Loving anyone. Whatever animal. Even loving and going out with anything, even if it's a demon. That's what others do who are driven by other spirits. There are such spirits. But if we're going according to God's plan, according to His will, we'll discern that which is black and which is white.
Iyahlala iyathandaza ithola impendulo uNkulunkulu akuvele kuvunywe nje.
A girl who walks with the Lord will pray and seek the Lord's will, not just to say yes.
Ubilindele ukuzwa iphimbo likaNkulunkulu.
Because she is waiting to hear the voice of God.
Futhi uhlale kushiye ukuthi abanye baqala nqa ulizwe iphimbo likaNkulunkulu mase kufuneka bashade. Banele bengashada liphele nya. Ukuziphimbo likaNkulunkulu iphimbo lasemshadweni kuphela abamazi uJesu bamazi mabefuna lento abayifuna befuna umshado kuphela kanjalo bazothi uNkulunkulu ukhulumile emva kwalokho akasakhulumi.
And maybe many people, that's the first and the last time that they hear God speaking to them is when they need to get married. They don't know God before and they stop hearing them afterwards.
Ntombazane iyayigcina iphathe kahle ithi lomzimba wami uyithempeli kaMoya oNgcwele ngingangcolisa kanjani ngingaliphatha kabi kanjani.
A young girl keeps herself pure knowing that her body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. How can she defile it?
Angidlaleli ngapho angikwazi ukwenza ngenye indlela ngifuna ukuyintando kaNkulunkulu kuyilokho okwenziwa umuntu oyimisele ngoNkulunkulu.
I cannot do it any other way. I seek the will of God alone. That is the way that the person does it who seeks God. How will you do that if you haven't met with God? How can a person walk this way if they do not know the love of God in their lives? That is why we need to, it's critically important that we need to know what the love of Christ means to us. Then we will know how to live and what to give Him. You have your lamp, but the big question is, do you have your oil with you? If you have got it with you, but it has no oil, it helps for nothing. If I'm a child of God and I don't have the oil, there is something missing. I need to seek and cry out to find that which is missing in my
life.
It will not help you if you are here, maybe you're visiting here, but you leave and you do not find that which your soul seeks. Forget others. Don't care for others. Everyone is coming with their own needs. You face up with your need. Face up with the need that is your need. You who know how your parents, what troubles them about you, you face up with that thing. Don't be bothered about what others are doing. Let us not be found in that situation where we have the outward form of godliness, but the power is not there.
There
is something lacking in the children of God. There is no power. There is no Holy Spirit. That if it is like that in your life, you will be like a soccer ball. The devil will kick you from pillar to post. You are like a ship without a compass.
Instrument.
It doesn't help if the ship looks all good and wonderful from the outside, but the pilot doesn't have a compass by which to drive it to the right place. Is that instrument there in your life that tells you, go this way, there is danger that way? Or don't go that way. Or stop. There are some people that are impatient. They can't wait. If you need to do something, you do it quickly. Even if you are told that you must wait, wait. No, why must I wait? I'm going.
And
you continue on your way, you force yourself forward without waiting, and you bump your head because you did not wait. We need to learn what it means to wait on God. What does it mean to walk in His will? What does it mean to walk in His way? What does it mean to obey God above anything else? If that oil is there, we will understand this. If that oil is not there, we are just fake on the outside. There is no life, there's no direction. Brethren, we are all waiting as a church, waiting for the Lord to return. But when He returns, will He find faith? We need to ask ourselves, is there faith in me?
Ngiyakholwa yini inkosi yami uJesu? Ngiyakholwa yini imiso zayo? Ngiyakholwa yini indlela yayo? Ngiyakholwa yini ayithembiso zayo?
Do I have and put my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Do I trust Him and have faith in His promises?
Noma ngihamba ngendlela yami, ngihamba ngokubona kwami.
Or do I go in my own way, in my own sight?
Uzoshayisa mawuhamba kanjalo.
You will bump yourself if you go that way. If you do not have this oil, seek it, brethren. Maybe one day, at one stage, they were there. You know. They were there. It was going well. It was nice. But today you feel that they are finished. I'm empty. That which was there is gone. Why are you silent that it's become so bad? Why are you silent knowing that you live in sin today, that you do not feel that which you felt in the past? Before, I wouldn't be able to sleep if I knew there was sin in my life that stood between me and God. I would have to go and put it right. And after putting it right, oh, the joy and the wonderful joy that I felt in my heart. That was the life that you used to live. Why now are you silent when you know that things are not right in your life? Let it stop now that we have the outward appearance of a lamp, but the oil is not there. To have faith which is not there. That where people think they will receive something, but it's nothing. When you come to a person, you have trust and faith that I will be able to receive help from this person, but that person's a corpse. The Lord Jesus says there are some that are wise, some that are foolish. Because there were some that were found to have their lamps, but they did not bring oil. And And the fools went to the wise and said, please give us of your oil so that we can meet the bridegroom. And the wise said, well, we are wise. We know that if we give you of our oil, we'll be short. There was a time when we would be able to help you, but now in this time we are unable to help you. Because we need to live with that which we have, so that when the bridegroom comes, we can meet him. When he comes, brethren, will you be able to meet him? With your oil that is lacking? How will you meet him with your lamp that is not burning? When it is dark, it will be even darker. He is the King of Light. Light comes from him. We need to find this and seek it before the sun sets. We need to seek it while the opportunity is
there.
If you come at the wrong time, you'll be told that you're a fool. This is not the time to buy. Buy when it is time. There are times when you can buy, when the shop is open. This is not the time to buy. You will arrive and it will be told you that the door is closed. You can't open. You can't enter. For you should have bought when it was time. For you should have put right when it was time to put things right. Don't go when it's late. Don't be busy with things that don't
matter.
Don't be busy with questions that don't build you up. But be busy with that of God. Be sure of it, that there is a lamp, there is oil. No matter what hour he may return, there is a lamp, there is oil. Are you a fool or are you wise? If you are found to be foolish, this is the time. Put your life right with God. This is the opportunity for you to meet with God. Do that in the right time.
Oh, why do we have to stop? We could have carried on for another hour and be even more blessed. But I think we've heard enough. What does it mean to have a full lamp? It means Jesus is your all, everything.
Loko kushukuthi inkosu Jesu Christu iyikho konke kukho konke konke kwakho kungokwayo.
What does it mean to have half a lamp?
Kushukuthini ukuba nelambu elingagcwele amafutha ngokwanele?
It means yes, you have something of Jesus, but he is not your all.
Loko kushukuthi yebo kukhona khona oka Jesu kuwe kodwa awuphelelisiwe akayikho konke kukho konke kuwe.
Anya and John.
Anya no Johan.
Let Jesus be your all even in this time.
Vumelani inkosu Jesu Christu ibe yikho konke kukho konke kulesi sikhathi kini.
Keep nothing for yourself.
Ningasigcineli lutho okugoba wokweni.
Let him be everything, your dreams, everything, your passion, the fire that burns in your heart.
Muvumeleni abe yikho konke, abe yiphupho lenu, abe ukushisekela kwenu, kube umlilo ozovutha phakathi kini.
If he is not your all, then something is wrong.
Uma ngabe engeke abe yikho konke kini, kusho ukuthi kukhona okungalungile.
Let's pray.
Asithandazeni.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your precious, precious word.
Baba wethu sezulwini siyakubonga kakhulu ngezwi lakho eliyigugu.
It gives us everything we need for every situation in life we may face.
Izwi lakho lisinikeza konke sikudingayo ukuba sikwazi ukubhekana noma yisiphi isimo esingahlangabezana naso kuloku kuphila.
It gives us everything we need in times of heart sore and sorrow.
Lisinikeza konke sikudingayo uma ngabe sibhekana nokudabuka kwenhliziyo nobuhlungu.
But like today, it gives us everything we need for times of happiness, joy, and celebration.
Kodwa-ke njenganamhlanje lisinikeze konke sikudingayo ekhathini zokugubha, zokujabula, zokuba nentokozo.
Oh Lord, may this word that we heard this morning stay in our hearts.
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu wethu lelizwe silizule namhlanje ekuseni lingahlala lizinze enhlizweni zethu.
And guide all of us this coming week.
Ebese liyakwazi ukuba lisihole lisiqondise kuleli viki esizoliqala.
And guide Johan and Anya also in the weeks to come.
Uqondise uhole uJohane noClassini kulesi sikhathi esiya kuso.
We thank you for this precious message.
Nkosi siyakubonga ngalombiko omuhle yigu.
We are so poor, Lord.
Ngokuba Nkosi simpofu.
But we see your grace that you provide for us with everything we need.
Kodwa ke Nkosi siyawubona umusa wakho ohlinzeka zonke izidingo zethu esidingayo.
Now we pray that you'll go with us.
Siyakhuleka ke Nkosi ukuba uqhubeke uhambe nathi.
And may the love of the Father, and the compassion of our Lord Jesus Christ, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit remain with us all. We ask it in the name of Jesus, who is the Christ.
Sicela konke lokho egameni lenkosi yethu Jesu ongu Christu.
Amen.
Amen.